Hi, today we'd like to see the title of a Sinful Woman and the book of Luke chapter 7 verses 36 through 50. For the online courses students, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, why did the sinful woman anoint Jesus' feet with the fragrant oil, which was expensive? Question one, why did the sinful woman anoint Jesus' feet with the fragrant oil, which was so precious? Question two, why did Simon the Pharisee doubt if Jesus were a prophet? Question two, why did Simon the Pharisee doubt if Jesus were a prophet? Last question, what did Jesus evaluate her acts to weep, wash his feet with her tears, wipe them out with her hairs, kiss them, and anoint them with the oil? What did Jesus evaluate her acts to weep, wash his feet with her tears, wipe them out with her hairs, kiss them, and anoint them with the oil? Verse 36, then one of the Pharisees, in this context, one of the Pharisees, who was Simon asked Jesus to eat with him, and Jesus went to Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. In this context, we know that Pharisees always distrusted Jesus Christ, nor Pharisees too. The Bible is the chapter 7, same chapter, verse 30. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by John the Baptist. Because the Pharisees rejected the will of God, Pharisees was not baptized by John the Baptist. Because everybody the will of God, that's why they got baptized by John the Baptist. Also, chapter 7, verses 33 through 35, Pharisees criticized to John the Baptist and Jesus Christ either as well. John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. You, Pharisees, says, John Baptist has a demon. The Son of Man, or Jesus Christ, has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton or overeater and a wine bibber drunkard, a friend of tax collector and sinners. So the Pharisees criticized John the Baptist and Jesus. So Jesus interpret why? Because they rejected the will of God and God's wisdom. But wisdom is justified by all her children of God. So one of the Pharisees invited Jesus, but Jesus went there. Why? Because Jesus knew Pharisees rejected the will of God, also the wisdom over God. How come Jesus went there upon adversary's invitation? Why? Because Jesus wants to deliver gospel to everybody, even rejecting person like a Pharisee or in other people. The bottom line, Jesus has a love, agape love to an enemy, as well. So we can see, in this verse 36, 37, and behold a woman in the city who was a sinner. So a sinner, the Greek word, meaning prostitute. So we know prostitutes is considered as a defiled person or something like that in this context. Verse 36 is we want to recognize the Jewish house is open house, unlike American house, open house. So they put a table on a floor, so everybody sat on the floor so they can eat food. So some audience might be interested in message of a guest speaker. So uninvited people can join there listening to the guest speaker's speech. Usually Levi were invited to the house, so Levi shared the word of God, so other people join there to listen, although uninvited people often did not involve in eating, rather than just listening. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner or a prostitute, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in Pharaoh's house, she knew, past tense, so which meaning she probably met Jesus, so she was forgiven, her sins were forgiven, when she met Jesus already. So she had a certain grateful heart, thankful heart to the Lord, because she was despised in Jewish society because she was a prostitute. So she provided sex for earning purpose, for commercial purpose. But she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house. Also, this is the sinner or prostitute case is different from John chapter 12. Verses 1-3. Yeah, the John chapter 12, verses 1-3 said, then 6 days before the Passover, or 6 days before Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made Jesus a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. So we know that Jesus raised up Lazarus from the dead. So the resurrected Lazarus sat there. Then Mary, Lazarus' sister, Mary took a pound of a very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. So this prostitute is not Mary, who was the sister of Lazarus. Why? Because time difference. Because in Luke chapter 7, Jesus' early ministry, one sinner came to Jesus, poured out with the oil on Jesus' feet. The actor are similar, but the different case, because the John case, 6 days before the Passover, is the last day of Jesus' ministry for Jesus' crucifixion. At the table in the Pharisee's house, so Jesus was on the floor at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask, alabaster in a white, the box, so very covered and beautiful in a box, flask of fragrant oil. So which it was probably the precious, so usually fragrant perfume. Today, also perfume is not cheap either. So fragrant oil and stood at his feet. So we know that, the Jewish custom, so host invited a certain guest. So Jewish people, they used the sandals. So sandals, the feet easily got dirt on unfavored road at that time. So host gave a basin of water to wash guest feet. That's the first step. Second, the host gave a greeting kiss on guest. Host gave a greeting kiss on a guest. Then the host gave a bit of a perfume on forehead to the guest. Because outside, the guest might have a sweat, the smell look good, so give a certain perfume, so guest may anoint by himself, on forehead or face or feet or something like that. So give a perfume of oil, a kind of thing, olive oil, something like that. And stood at his feet behind him. So basically, she brought alabaster flask or a certain beautiful box of fragrant oil and stood at Jesus' feet behind Jesus weeping. So probably her weeping come from thankful heart to the Lord. Because she gave fully forgiveness, Jesus forgave her in full. So although society despised her, so some kind of grateful appreciation or thankful heart, that kind of weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears. Red and water, he tears was he, and wipe them with the hair over her head. So we can see her action, right? The action coming from her the appreciation or her gratefulness to the Lord. And she kissed his feet rather than Jesus' face. His feet, Jesus' feet, anointed them meaning two feet, right feet and left feet, anointed them with the fragrant oil. So she conducted in a customary the welcome process by the washi and the greeting kiss and give her fragrant perfume oil, like that. Now when the Pharisees or Simon, who had invited him, host, host, saw this, he spoke to himself. Himself meaning he speak to himself, but not to the public, saying, so, but Jesus knew, Jesus is God, and Jesus has a foreknowledge. This man, if he were a prophet, so he doubts, whether or not Jesus is really, prophet. Would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. So the Pharisees practice defilement. So some people who are sinners or who are unbiblical, who are unholy, you know, touchy, me, I would be defiled. So one example, Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 15, the Jewish practice the eating together with the only Jewish people, or not with the Gentiles, kind of thing, you know, experience, you know, the Book of Acts, you know, chapter 10, verse 15. But we know that, you know, the Peter first time refused to go into Gentile house, you know, that's why God gave her, you know, certain vision. Acts chapter 10, verse 15, and a voice spoke to Peter again the second time. What God has cleansed you must not call Carmen. So interpreted, you should accept the Gentiles. So basically God gave a certain vision, like a cold animal, or, you know, like a pigs, you know, kind of thing, considered as unholy according to the Old Testament. So, but God said, eat it. So the Peter said, I cannot eat it because those animals are unholy. So God said, you know, I cleansed them. So you eat it. Don't call, you know, unholy. So that kind of practice, this case a little different, not, you know, the woman was a Gentile, indicated, it does not indicate that this woman was a Gentile, but the woman, as this sinner, was a prostitute. So prostitute, you know, obvious department. So how come Jesus touched, Jesus allowed that this woman touched it, Jesus' feet? You know, that's why, you know, the Simon the Pharisees doubt, you know, whether or not Jesus was a prophet ordained by God. So if Jesus were prophet, he should have known that woman was a sinner. So, and Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, teacher, say on. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. So in American sense, we can say the one, you know, owed $500,000. The other one is $50,000. And when they had nothing which with which to repay, so the debtors are not able to pay back, you know, to the creditor. So that's why creditor freely forgave them both. So creditor canceled all, you know, debt, you know, $500,000 debt as well as $50,000 debt. So tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? So the natural response, the debtor's natural response to love credit more, or to love to forgive more, that's a natural response. So Simon answered, said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. So the more debtor, in this case, 500 denarii owed debtor, will naturally love the credit more because their debtor, you know, more than the other, you know, 50 in a denarii. So that is a natural response. So this kind of reading, Romans chapter 5, you know, verse 20, the disciple Paul says that, moreover, the Lord entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So which meaning the more sin forgiven is the grace is more. So for example, you know, $50,000 in a debt cancellation is less than $500,000 in debt. So both of them, no debt, so free. So more debt cancellation, canceled the debtor, receive more grace. Next question is, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Or shall we continue in sin in order that grace is plenty, more? So that answer is no. Why? Because 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 said, whoever has been born of God does not sin for his seed. Because Jesus' seed remains in him, in believer, and he cannot sin. The believers cannot sin because he has been born of God. Because your sin, in order that sin is forgiven, you must accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That moment, you are born of God, so you cannot sin. Here, sin meaning practice of sin, these kinds of habitual sin or hereditary sin coming from Adam. So coming from Adam, hereditary sin coming from Adam is totally forgiven. So you cannot commit sin in order to get more grace. So different person, already newborn sin. Jesus, basically explanation. So the debtor who is forgiven more will naturally love forgiver more. That is natural. But the problem is some people, although they receive a lot of debt cancellation, some people, they could not, recognize, not have any thankful heart, to the forgiver, that kind of thing, like a stubborn heart, the people, cannot do so. Right here, the more the forgiven debtor will love forgiver more. That is a natural consequence. Simon answered, said, I suppose that the one whom he forgave more. And Jesus said to Simon, you have righteous judges, or your answer is correct. Then Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman I entered? This one Jesus explained, at that time, Jewish customary the behavior. I entered your house, you gave me no water. So host, the customary, gives the water to wash the feet, for my feet. But she had washed my feet with her tears rather than water, using her tears, and wiped them with the hair over her head. You gave me no kiss, no greeting kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. So kiss his feet, not like a very humble attitude, very submissive attitude to the Lord. You did not anoint my head with oil. So you did not anoint with oil, even cheap oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Fragrant oil was as precious oil. So this is a fragrant oil, offering as the outcome of her love, agape love, to Jesus Christ. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, verses 44-46. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, where your treasure is, your heart is there. So basically your treasure here, the anointed fragrant oil given, because her heart is there, put on Jesus' feet. So her heart, you know, in Jesus. But this woman has anointed my feet with the fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. So many sins are forgiven, like 500 denarii debts are forgiven, case, so many forgiven. For that's why she more forgiven debtor she loved much, but to him little forgiven, the same loved little. To whom little is forgiven, or to whom little is forgiven, to whom recognized, to really the forgiven, the same loves of leader. So Psalm chapter 32, verse 1 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. So the transgression, whoever transgression or sins or death is forgiven, is blessed. Yeah, that's awesome. So blessed. Also 49, and then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. So Jesus said, right here, said in the past tense, Jesus said to her, already Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. That's why, you know, when you know, the sinner, the previous meeting, you know, in Jesus, the sinner or prostitute, her sin, were already forgiven, even if you know, a lot of sin, like you know, $500,000 in debt, you know, free, so forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him, with Jesus, began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgiven sins?" So only forgiver is God. So which means Jesus is God. So as the Son of God. Okay, Psalm you know, chapter 51, verse 4, but unfortunately the other Pharisees did not recognize Jesus as a son. That's why you know most people recognize the said, who is this who even forgives sins? So Psalm you know, 51, verse 4 says, David said, against you only have I sinned. So if you commit a sin, that's against God, which meaning only God, you know, can handle that sin, you know, whether or not God forgive your sin or not. So, and done this evil in your sight, evil thing sin, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless, and you judge. So God, you know, can, you know, forgive you, know, the, you your sin, you know, considered as you know, blameless. Then Jesus said to women, your faith has saved you, go in peace. Right here, faith saved you, not you know, her act, you know, to wash it with her tears, you know, to anoint her you know, fragrant oil, not an act, your faith, because her faith of the Lord Jesus Christ to have forgiven her sin. Because of that faith saved her. So that's always true. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. By grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Not of works. Gift of God. Not in the woman's work to wash it with her tears, Jesus' feet, or the anointed, her fragrant oil on Jesus' feet. Not works, but her faith. Because of her faith, she was saved. So next question, what's works? Works is just the outcome of her faith. So James said, the faith without works is dead. You know, like the body without soul is dead. You know, so likewise. So the works, through works, manifest or prove out, you know, her faith. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 29. Go in peace. Come to me, all who you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. So only true rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke. So God gives you a certain yoke. That meaning simply deny ourselves, let the Holy Spirit control me. Control me, you know, according to your will and will. So take my yoke upon you, meaning God gives us God's calling to me, the Holy Spirit work according to God's calling or God's will upon you. Learn from me. So let the Holy Spirit control me. For because I am gentle and lowly in heart, or Jesus humble, you will find rest for your souls. So here, the rest. So that's why, you know, you do not understand grace, you cannot have the rest or true peace. So that's why the grace already first, the next one is peace. Grace and peace or rest. So the first John, you know, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, we mean believers confess our sin. What kinds of sin? Here sins, mistaken sin, you know, daily sin. Daily sins, which meaning certain failure sin, not to be enough to the holiness of the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or not to be perfect to the Lord Jesus Christ status. So confess our sins, the daily mistaken sins. He is a faithful, Lord is a faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even if I do not know, I do not recognize sin, the Lord will forgive them too. So we can go in peace, in true peace, in rest. So let us see each question. Why did the sinful woman anoint Jesus' feet with the fragrant oil? Why? Because she had a grateful heart, thankful heart to the Lord who forgave her a lot of her sins. Question 2, why did Simon the Pharisee doubt if Jesus were a prophet? In verse 39, why? Because Jesus was allowed the sinner or prostitute to touch Jesus' feet. According to Pharisees' custom of defilement, if we touch a defiled thing, such as sinful woman or unholy animal or even Gentile, we believe that we become defiled. Question 3, what did Jesus evaluate her act or her works to weep, wash his feet with her tears, wipe them out with her hairs, kiss them, and anoint them with the oil. In verse 3 said, your face has saved you. So Jesus did not point out her works, wash, wipe, kiss, anoint, rather than her face. Those works are mere awful over her face. So her face had saved you. So without words, out of faith, we cannot recognize whether or not third party has faith. Only we can know the works. Works can prove up the party and faith. Let's just sing song all together. The amazing grace. Then we will have a benediction.